Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Sounds Like Nonsense, and my name is Roman. And the good people over at WJRH have given me permission to do the show, even though the schedule isn't finalized yet. They're still sorting that thing, so that could be a couple days, a couple weeks, who knows? Probably a couple days. But this is most likely the first episode of the last season of Sounds Like Nonsense, and it's been a fun ride. I've done 50 of these. This is number 51. And let's get right into it with the song Ambition by Subway Sect. If anyone remembers the Christmas episode from like a month or a half ago, I played a song called Nice on the Ice by Vic Goddard, and he's the main guy of this. After his punk career didn't really pan out, he decided to go make Christmas music. So just shows, be like water, be adaptable. Good old song from Subway Sect. Next up is Don't Break the Circle by Demon, because I've been listening to a lot of new wave of British heavy metal, because I was looking for that genre. I didn't know what I was looking for. I just kept Googling 80s heavy metal. I didn't know quite the words, but that's it. That's the good stuff. British from 1978 to 1985.
We'll be right back.
Wow, if you played that song at the right moment for me, I'd probably be able to bench 400 pounds and then break both my arms. Up next is Sour Girl by Stone Temple Pilots, that song about things not really working out with your wife. Google that story for more info about Scott Weiland and his first wife. Okay, so the radio station's been kind of on us to read more PSAs. So in front of me, I have the Texas Department of Transportation public service announcements. So I got to read a few. Distracted driving. Distracted driving, which includes distraction, driver inattention, or cell phone use, is becoming increasingly common and dangerous. And that's it. They didn't tell you, like, how to solve it or whatever. I'm assuming they want you to stop. But if you're driving right now and supporting the show, then it's probably worth it. That concludes the PSA. Here's Bizarre Love Triangle by New Order. Okay, for this next song, we need to do some music history. So, this is a band called Coven, and this is off their debut album, which is called Witchcraft Destroys Minds and Reaps Souls. It was written in a very strange way, so they gave the songwriter just a bunch of books on witchcraft stuff, and they were like, just write songs based off this. So he did, and then it came out in 1969, and the lyrics were, like, way too heavy for that time period. It was like very explicit, like witchcraft stuff, and the people weren't ready for it. It was made worse because it was released in the summer of 1969, which August of 1969 is when the Manson murders happened. So this got pulled off of shelves very quickly. And then a couple months later, Black Sabbath released their first album, and it just swept it right under the rug. So this one was just confined to like music history, never really to fly as high as it could have, which is a shame because the lyrics are really good. But it's funny because the music is very like that 60s folkish style, and I think that this next song is going to demonstrate it. So this is Packed with Lucifer by Coven.
The farmer lost most all he had. His crop had failed, his stock went bad. He cursed his fate and wiped and fun. About to sell his soul for dollar one. Disbelief, he'd uttered such words. He hoped and prayed that no one heard. With the smell of sulfur and a flash of blood, take your
every song off that album sounds like that. It's just like the craziest lyrics, and then it all just sounds like show tunes music. It's so funny. I'm probably going to play a couple more songs off that album, and I'll like explain some more stuff about them, because they really, really went for the shock value back in 1969. Like, everyone was not ready for it. So another point I want to make is that I think they kind of outdo at least early Black Sabbath in terms of lyrics, because up next we got The Warning by Black Sabbath. And it's, like, very, like, you know, it's much more subdued. It's just about, like, love not really working out. So here's Black Sabbath with The Warning.
Mm-hmm. so strong.
Thank you.
just a little bit too strong.
All right, time for another PSA. This one's about drunk driving. About every 20 minutes in Texas, someone is hurt or killed in a crash involving alcohol. We urge you to take responsibility for your actions. Don't drink and drive. I don't know what the numbers are for PA, but, you know, it's still bad here, so don't do it. This is a Frank Zappa song. I wanted to play a different Frank Zappa song on Halloween, but it was too raunchy, so I couldn't. So we're going to, like, just compensate by playing Cruisin' for Burgers. Let's go. Frank Zappa song in question that I wanted to play, I can't say the name on the station, so it's track number one from Frank Zappa in New York, so if you're curious, go look that up. It's like 7.5 minutes long. It's really cold outside, and whenever that happens, I start to listen to more Russian music, because it feels appropriate. So here's a song called Bessen Sun Ask. I don't know why I said that with a German accent, by Nürnberg. Thank you. Fun stuff. Fun, chilly weather stuff. The other day, my friend David, who you probably heard last hour when he was doing all his Irish music, he asked me, is there any other Irish bands I know about? And I started looking through them, and I realized, oh, My Bloody Valentine, of course, the progenitors of the shoegaze genre. And he was not very impressed, because I don't think that's his thing, but maybe I'll convince him to play something by them, because it is Irish music, it does fall under that blanket. So here's one off the Loveless album, I think. It's called Come In Alone. One more weird one, one more fast one, and then we're done for the day. This is one of those Panchico songs off Death Metal, that forgotten album from 2000, which just suddenly reappeared in 2016. This is La Puta. ¶¶ You know, a couple minutes ago, my dad texted me. Thanks for listening, by the way. And he's like, what's the theme for today? And I was just thinking, oh, man, we are so far away from this show having any kind of structure. But maybe someday we'll get back to the theme days. In the meantime, here's our final song of the hour. It's 1000 Mods, that little Greek oddity, and their song Alice in Navy.
I'm feeling bad.
All right, that's the hour. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to the Texas Department of Transportation for all those great ad reads. No, not ad reads, PSAs. I'm going to get the schedule pretty soon. Should be that I get this spot again. Sunday's at 1. Sunday is a very competitive day, so it's very lucky that last semester I got it. But that's the show. Tune in at some point again. I'll let people know when it is. But thanks for listening to Sounds Like Nonsense on WJRH, and have a good rest of your Sunday. Bye-bye.